Now, look, it is time to get a little bit real because we're going to be talking about the environment, climate change, global warming, pollution. Whatever the opinion you have on the matter, the fact is that the state of our environment is one of the dominant narratives and features of our time. But I think, I don't know, I mean, like, correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel as though this topic was shrugged off and reserved for so long. No one really paid attention to it. Even the art world, you know, in the art world, I should say, just a few people saw the environment as worthy subject matter, as something for inspiration. And so for about 35 years, our next guest has been somewhat the lone voice in exploring the environment and its fragility through her art. Now, though, both in the art world and beyond, the world has caught up and is ready to hear her. So acclaimed Sydney-based artist Janet Lawrence joins us to talk about the new exhibit that she has going on. It's called After Nature. That's now showing at the Museum of Contemporary Art. Hey, Janet, thank you for joining us.
That's my pleasure.
So, look, Janet, first of all, can you please just get us up to speed about the exhibit, After Nature? What exactly does it explore?
Well, it actually explores about 30 years of my practice because there is a whole survey of selected works by the curator that give the context to my big new commission for the MCA. So it really shows very much this thread that has been going through my work from the early more alchemical works right through to the works of dealing with different aspects of nature to this recent work about trees.
That's really interesting because in a way it is kind of like two exhibits then, isn't it? It's this, as you said, chasing the thread of your previous work and seeing how that's developed and the kind of themes that, you know, have emerged in that, all leading up to this brand new exhibit and installation that you have going on for the MCA.
But it's very threaded together because there are actually new works within the survey area of it, because I've had to remake installations such as a big work called Heart Shock, which is a big tree on life support that it's really a dead tree, sort of with its bandages and laboratory glass attached to it. And another work called Birdsong, which actually has been specially recreated with little birds borrowed from the Australian Museum. And also my big installation, which is called Deep Breathing, which is actually a hospital for the Barrier Reef that was originally shown in Paris for the COP21 climate talks. And that work has been totally recreated in a very fresh new way in the MCA. So actually, it's hard to say what's new and what's old because even in my theatre of trees, there's works that have been living with me and within me for a long, long time that finally find a breathing space.
It's kind of like the environment itself, isn't it? It's just constantly growing and living and reinventing. But
exactly.
Yeah,
and
wow.
All interconnected.
Yeah.
You know, it's totally all threaded together, yeah.
It sounds really interesting. Now, Janet, look, tell me, I do have this burning desire to ask you. A lot of people are now jumping on, you know, and having waves of eco-anxiety, and people are now starting to understand how important our climate and our environment really is to look after. But you've been exploring these themes for 30 years in your art. And now that the world is catching up to you, do you kind of sometimes feel like turning around and saying, I told you so? Or are you a little bit more hopeful that, you know, maybe now we can all work together?
Well, I'm very excited about it because I'm excited about the possibilities of art being listened to. And also I love the fact that these concerns are being shared, and I can find it in so many ways in the reception for this and for the amazing response in people wanting to care for the environment and knowing that that's what we have to do, and people looking for avenues of how to do it. And I think that art can really reach these people in a way that often our media and data and doesn't, you know. I think it's really important that art is now seen as a very, very important communicator of, you know, our political, environmental issues today.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's a really great point, you know, that it does have the ability to I guess, educate so many people. And yeah. Now, look, one of my producers, Bethany, she was saying that in your installation, you've got this work. It's called The Theatre of Trees. And it really caught her eye because I guess it highlights your fascination beyond just the environment, but, you know, it's more about the healing properties of plants and botany itself. Where did this come from?
Well, again, I've dealt with a lot of medicinal plants for quite a long time. And within the Theatre of Trees, which is more like a kind of forest that you enter, there are these three little cellular spaces. And one of them is an elixir lab, which is in fact a medicinal plant lab where people can actually be involved in the performance of tasting the plants. I again have done this previously in Japan, where I have a little elixir bar that's permanently there in the countryside. And so it's just a way of bringing it into this context because, of course, we know also that there's so much medicinal wood in the forest, trees heal one another and so on. So it's also the whole fact that trees are, for us, a healing of the planet. It's so important. And on the one hand, they're very, very threatened. But on the other hand, we know that without trees, there is no us. Without plants, there's no us. So we need to see the whole incredible, important interconnection with it. And so drinking the little elixirs of plants is trying to bring you into their very intimate being. And the difference in their taste tells you a lot about the difference in their lives and what they can, you know, what they tell you about their whole being. So yeah. It's a more intimate sort of way of experiencing it.
Yeah, definitely. And I think a lot of people can jump on board with something like your botanical elixir because you do have, you know, I mean, probably a little bit of a deviation, but going into the world of, I don't know, beauty and skincare and wellness, you have a lot of people jumping on board with things like essential oils and, you know, with elixirs and natural remedies to ailments. So it is really forward thinking that you're exploring this stuff in your artwork.
Yeah, and it's wonderful to be able to do it in an art museum.
Yeah, definitely. And look, tell me, Janet, in After Nature, you do have so many different mediums of artwork to create, I guess, an overall sensory experience. Why is this so important in your overall work? How do you think that it affects the audience when they're interacting with, you know, the message that you're trying to put across?
Well, I feel it's very important in my work to have a sense of being immersed within it and to have the a sensation of the different matters and the different presences of nature. And so I do think this is a very important aspect in drawing people into the work. So it's not about something you just stand back and look at, but it's something that you dwell within and become, as I said, immersed into it and realize your interconnection into nature, as it were.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think the whole exhibit is kind of like a grand allegory for nature. So
yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think that's
a good way to put it.
It's a really, really, really interesting idea, Janet. I look forward to getting down to the MCA and seeing that really soon.
Good.
Okay.
I hope you do.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon, Janet.
Thank you for having me.
You're most welcome.